Unit 87, A Universal Language. Perhaps you are familiar with the biblical story of the Tower of Babel, in which humans were punished for their arrogance by having their one language transformed into hundreds of different tongues. Regardless of the origins of our various languages, trying to develop one that could be universally understood has been an obsession to which various people have devoted their lives. Beginning to examine the problem in the 1500s, philosophers and language experts concluded that it was possible to find an underlying logic that made all languages basically similar. From that point on, scholars began to research for that logic and construct their own languages. One of the most successful of these artificial languages is called Esperanto. The brainchild of a Polish eye doctor named Zamenhof, Esperanto uses words and grammatical structures from many European languages. At the same time, however, it aims for simplicity. For example, the basic form of all nouns ends in O. The basic form of all adjective ends in A. At the time it was developed, around 1887, interest in created languages had reached a high point, and Zamenhof was assisted by many other scholars and language experts who believed in his cause. Their work produced an artificial tongue that at one point could boast speakers in over 90 countries. Today, English has pretty much become the universal language that Zamenhof and others dreamed of, and there seems to be less need for made-up forms. But interest in artificial languages persists, particularly on the internet. Not only Esperanto, but lesser-known forms such as Interlingua, Glossa, and Logban all have their devoted followers.